Welcome, everyone, to the Abundance Formula Podcast. My name is Gina Oldham, practitioner of prosthetics and orthotics, fitness expert, business owner, lifestyle entrepreneur, and four-time national bikini competitor. This podcast was created to empower people to build abundant lives for themselves, lives that are purposeful, fruitful, and send a ripple effect through the world. From short motivational segments to game-changing conversations with highly successful and abundant people, be ready to learn the formula of common actions, thought patterns, and principles that create abundant living. Whether it be your mindset, health, business, or relationships, the Abundance Formula has what you need to uplevel your life to the one you're called to live. So here we go. Hey everyone, I have a couple quick announcements. First of all, make sure that you are part of the Abundance Formula Community Facebook group. This is a place where you will be able to download workbooks, worksheets, free guides, all kinds of really amazing stuff that I'm creating to go along with each and every episode of the Abundance Formula podcast. These things are meant to help you take the lessons you learn in each episode and really apply them to your own life to create abundance for yourself in whatever area of life each episode is focused on. So make sure you're part of that group and make sure that you're following the new Abundance Formula official Instagram page to have exclusive lives that are happening there as well. And so just make sure you're part of both of those groups so that you don't miss anything that the podcast has to offer to create abundance for your life and to connect you with other like-minded people that are looking to do the same thing. So it's a great place to network, great place to connect and get support and to take things to the next level. Welcome back, everyone, to the Abundance Formula Podcast. Super excited today, those of you who are on YouTube or watch any of the snippets that I post on Instagram of the podcast. I got a new ball cap. You can all be so thankful that you won't have to see the same original rotation of ball caps that I tend to wear each week. I am totally a ball cap girl because I only like to wash my hair like two or three times a week. But my hair does tend to get greasy or it's always up in a ponytail, all that kind of stuff. So then I love ball caps. It's like my total go-to. So anyways, I have a new ball cap I'm super excited about. It says, "But first, coffee." And I really like it because I saw it today and it's got a lot of neutral colors. It has like a light pink. It has like a neutral beige brown color and then white. And I have a lot of brighter colors or like green tints, things like that. So anyways, I was excited. This can go with a lot more outfits and it's kind of fun and rustic-y, like worn down looking on the brim. So anyways, I'm excited about my new ball cap and it'll look a little different for you guys that watch the video portion of this. But besides my hat, latest news, flash sale went great for fall. I have so many new amazing clients, excited to work with people to keep them in shape through the holiday season. I love this process of helping people learn new lifestyle habits. And that's actually kind of what I'm going to jump into for today's topic is talking about, and I know I've mentioned this before, but really diving deeper into how it really is the small, consistent changes that snowball into massive results. It's the small, consistent, dedicated, teeny tiny decisions, little decision changes that you make from day to day that snowball into this compound effect that results in massive reaching of your goals, massive not giving up on your journey, whatever that journey is. And so I'm going to talk about this topic today just because as I've been diving into this deeper now with a big influx of a lot of new people to my program, I wanted to just kind of share with you guys using, again, this as a fitness example. That's one thing I love about fitness, as y'all hear me say a lot, is that the lessons you learn in somebody's fitness journey is stuff that applies to the rest of your life. That if you've learned this skill through the journey of your fitness goals, whatever those are, the same principles translate over into your business. The same principles translate into your relationships. It's the same things. It's so cool. And yet I think talking about fitness is something, and health is a journey that I think a lot of people can connect with. They can make sense of that quote metaphor, except for these aren't even metaphors I'm going to use. These are real life scenarios that people can see themselves in. So that's why I like to talk a lot about fitness examples on here, because a lot more people can relate to that situation. I have, of course, so many examples from my orthotics and prosthetic patients and things like that. But a lot of those are more extreme life scenarios that so many of you out there may not have experienced. And so can't see yourself in that. So I want to talk today about these small, consistent results and, or decisions rather, small, consistent changes, decisions, and that all of those, it's not some big change, some big decision that gets you big results. And so I think when people think that's the reality, that you need to do something really big, some really big change, some really big shift, some big, bold, scary move, that that's the thing that's going to catapult you into the successful journey you're looking for, that's just not the case. And you get scared off at that, or you may be successful at that for a couple of weeks and then you will burn out. So a lot of the clients that I have for personal training are, I would say 90% are who I'm working with as on a lifestyle change situation. And then the other 10% are, say, fitness competitors, which for them, it competing, depending on how dedicated they are to the sport, can also shift into a way of life for them. But so most of the people I work with, I'm working with them and helping them form a lifestyle change. We're not doing a crash course diet system. We're creating something that they can do that will get them good progressive results at a rate that keeps them excited and keeps them going, but it's something they can maintain for a lifetime, and teaching them the skill sets needed to maintain it even on their own, so they don't feel like they have to have me. Of course, I would love for them to keep me, right? But my goal is to empower people to know how to do it for themselves so they don't feel out of control in their life in any season that comes about. So one of the ways that I do that, so this is where a lot of people that I work with, so 90% of the people, most of them start from a place of being out of shape, being inactive for quite some time, feeling off in their food. People are either eating not enough, or they're eating too much, or they're eating too much of the wrong things, or maybe just not in the right places in their day. And they just need some help with getting the journey started. But again, so they want to lose weight, they want to build muscle, they want to tighten and tone. These are the common goals. These are the common starting places, issues, and goals people have. So what I do with them, most people are pretty off, quote, in our ultimate, say, nutrition. And nutrition is where people struggle the most. So that's why I've taken multiple polls on my Instagram and Facebook, and nutrition is always where people struggle the most. And so people are typically pretty way off in their nutrition, whether, again, they're not eating enough, they're eating too much, they're just not making the right choices of things to eat or quantities. They just don't know. So here's the thing, though, especially nutritionally, when somebody is pretty way off course from what, say, our ultimate goal, lifestyle food plan is to maintain the kind of health they want to have and physique they want to feel confident in, then it's going to require a lot of change, but not all at once. So what we do, so for example, I've had some people who they literally ate out, this one person that I worked with ate out at McDonald's. He ate three times a day, and he ate at McDonald's three times, 7 days a week. So McDonald's was his meal three times a day, 7 days a week. Didn't drink much water, wasn't moving his body. That's his starting point. So I'm not going to take that person and say, okay, you want to lose X number of pounds, and so now we're going to not eat at McDonald's, and we're going to drink lots of water, and we're going to eat all the healthy proteins, carbs, and fats, and, you know, and to completely, that would just uproot his whole life and he would have quit. But it just took a small change. Now, he was expecting that to be the response. Like, he was expecting us to be like, all right, here's your, throw everything you own away at home and, you know, say goodbye to the people at McDonald's forever that have now become to know your face. No, but like, so I told him, I said, okay, first goal is you need to drink the minimum amount of water required for men, which I think I'm blanking out on what that is right now, but for ladies, it's like 64 ounces. So men, it's more than that. But so the bare minimum, you need to drink that each day. And of course, he was training with me in person, so we had that scheduled three times a week. So that'll be your three movement days to start with. And then I want you just to eat out at McDonald's 2 days like every day, but twice, but make one meal from home. So whether that meal from is easiest for that to be breakfast for you, or if it's for dinner, just have one meal be something you make from home. Otherwise, you can eat at McDonald's. You don't need to change what you're ordering. Like, that's what we're doing. So for 2 weeks, maybe three, he drank all the water he needed, ate one less meal at McDonald's and made one meal from home, didn't change anything about portions, didn't change anything from his menu, and he lost like 7 pounds in 2 weeks from just doing that. So then we just kept tapering. Okay, so now I want you to make two meals from home. We're not changing your menu. We're not getting customized on portioning at home, what that meal is. Like, we're just getting you eating the meal from home. And of course, it was like, eat a healthy meal from home. It wasn't like make pizza at home, right? So eat a healthy meal from home. So then we worked on that. And we just tapered back till he wasn't eating out at McDonald's anymore. And he had his water up and he'd been working out with me 3 times a week. Then we started adding a little one walking day, you know, so you just add in little increments. And 100 pounds later, you know, everything snowballed. That's one example. Another example, his was obviously extreme in the sense of how frequently he was going out to McDonald's and how nothing, like, wasn't doing anything healthy in his life at all. Another example is, okay, somebody's maybe not eating really bad foods, but our bodies do only need so much of something. So I have somebody who loves fruit and so has fruit for every single meal and ate, you know, 4 to 5 times a day of it. Multiple fruits, smoothies, you know, smoothies can get really high in sugar real fast, even if they're good sugars. Your body doesn't need all of that, especially at night before you're going to go to bed, and then wasn't doing exercise and, you know, some other things. And so it was going to be too hard to just say you can have fruit once a day. Let's say, okay, so what I do with each of these people, so say, okay, do you eat fruit pretty consistently? Would you say 3 times a day? Yes. Okay. So now we're going to drop it to 2 times. Just have fruit twice a day. If the earlier in the day it can stay, the better, but do it twice a day. Get all your water. We're training together. So you're getting your workouts in and we're moving. That's a lot of change even already out of the gate. We're working out consistently, which you hadn't been doing. And we're reducing fruit by one serving every day. And so that's something that she is doing and has worked really great for her. Same thing about, like, people already lose pounds just saying, okay, so if it's a reduction of some kind, the McDonald's, the fruit, or one, you know, chocolate. Some people are like, I always have 3 pieces of chocolate before bed every night. Okay, let's drop it to 2. You can have chocolate every day, but let's just do 2 pieces of chocolate. And maybe if you're normally doing like completely milk chocolate, switch it to dark chocolate. So little teeny tiny changes. And people are like, okay, I can do that. And they do it and they make drastic changes. Coffee creamer, you guys. So this is where I start people. This is very common. Love all my cream. So they're using the pumpkin spice coffee mate. There's a lot of sugar that adds up in that, or carbs and, you know, just stuff that ideally you'd want to get from somewhere else in your day. So I tell people to start, like, put in, like, measure what you're putting in. So, like, go ahead and do it to the full amount you truly do each day, but actually use your tablespoon thing so you can measure it. We can kind of see how much sugar you're getting in at that sitting. We're not changing it. We just want to know how much you're currently doing so we can drop it by 1 tablespoon. So if it takes 7 tablespoons for you to have your coffee where you like it right now, drop it to 6. We're going to do that for a week or so. Maybe the next week, drop it to 5. And we're going to taper. And then what's so funny is within a week when they have their free day, and so they don't measure and they just poured their creamer in their coffee and they're trying to drink it on the way to church. They couldn't even drink their coffee because it was too sweet. So this is the other thing I tell people, making the small consistent changes compounds into success, because then internal changes start to happen. Your taste buds start to change. You have time to acclimate. So instead of thinking, ew, I don't like this new healthy lifestyle, is yuck. It makes me unhappy. It tastes bad, all that stuff. When you go gradually, your body doesn't think that. It's not such a drastic change. Your taste buds will acclimate. Your digestive system will change. Like, by the time people have their free day, a lot of times, like, I give people a free day, but it ends out just being a free meal for them, because by the time they've had their large pizza they were craving, their body is like so backed up. They're like, they just spend the rest of the day digesting the pizza and end up eating salads the rest of the day because they're so full still and are ready to get back to their cleaner, easily digested foods the next day. So your taste buds will change. Internally, things will change. Emotions will change. Your relationship around food will start to change if you're making these decisions small, incremental, gradual, but consistently over time. Another thing that makes a huge difference, and again, I'm talking on fitness, so I know so many on here are on a fitness journey. So we're talking about fitness specifically, but all these same concepts, if you're in a business venture right now, if you're in an emotional, you know, relational venture, like same things. What do you need to change that's a small incremental change to make your relationships better? So as I'm talking about fitness, think about if you're you're not on a fitness journey, translate it over. But a lot of people drink. So I've had people that drink 2 to 3 alcohol beverages a night. And so we're not just going to eliminate alcohol right out of the gate. Drink one less. I've sent them recipes. Here's some cleaner alcoholic beverages you can have. You know, here's all of the liquors that have the lowest calorie, lowest sugar, here's the wines that have the lowest. So they're making little incremental choices. They're picking the wines that have the least amount of sugar, or they're picking the, instead of doing fruit mixers, they're doing diet soda mixers. They're doing sparkling water mixers, which are zero everything besides, you know, some low calories. And there's a lot of different fruit flavors with that, right? There's ideas that I'll give people to make small little shifts. You're still having the beverage. You're doing maybe one total less beverage, but you're shifting a few of the ingredients as well. So everything in total, like that's a lot of sugar dropped in a couple small changes. And we're going to do that for a couple weeks. You'd be shocked how many people can't believe how flat their beer bellies got by switching some tiny things. And they feel so much better. And they thought they were really tired and too tired to start a workout fitness journey before, but they didn't realize the problem was what they were putting in their body. Like, and if they actually moved their body, they'd have energy. If they actually shifted a few things about what they put in, they'd have the energy to then continue to do more. So that's another example of just what it looks like to make a teeny tiny change. Some people lose weight and inches by just starting to understand the concept of looking at portions. They might not measure exactly of everything, but if you're like, okay, I go out to eat and I know that my trainer said I want to have a protein, a healthy carb, and a vegetable for this meal. It's easy when you go out to eat to get a salmon or a steak or a grilled piece of chicken or whatever, and it comes with a rice pilaf and broccoli. That's a very common meal. But a lot of places, half the plate will be of the rice, right? And so before you thought about portions in any sense, you just eat the whole plate because it's in front of you. But some people, the small changes are just, okay, instead of me just deciding because the whole plate's in front of me, I'm going to eat the whole thing. It's like, okay, I want I'll eat the chicken, or I'll eat about this much chicken, if depending on how huge it is or whatever. And then I'm going to scoot some of the rice to the side. I'm going to make it look like maybe a half cup or so, and I'll save the rest for leftovers. That gets me an extra meal. You know, I can eat all the greens. You know, I give them an idea of what they're looking for. They don't need to measure it. It's just what we're going to start looking for. And they're amazed at how, just by looking at the portion size of things, that they start to make progress. And then this leads me into my next concept after I close on this first one with this. It's all about making the 1% improvement. Think about this, you guys. In any of the things you're looking at in life, if you can improve something you're doing in your decisions or how you approach something, what you're implementing, if you improve a decision by 1% each day, that's already 7% in your first week. That's 14% by your second week, and up and up and up, right? The percentages drastically snowball, you know? So by the end of your first month, you're so far ahead of where you would have been if you started thinking, oh, I have to go from zero to being 100% better, that those months and months snowballing those little 7% is going to take you 1,000% farther. So the goal is to be 1% better every day. Like if you, one of the top questions I get DM'd and asked is like, how do you reach your goals? The way you reach your goals is you decide where you want to be, where you want to go. You know, what does that you look like that has that goal in mind in the end? And you decide then from where you are to be 1% better each day, at least 1% better each day, and just do that consistently. You're going to get there. There's no way around it. And when you get there, especially when it's a fitness related journey, you'll be able to stay there. You'll be able to surpass there. You'll be able to maintain that for a lifetime, as opposed to when you crash course it. You'll get there maybe. And then you didn't enjoy getting there. Number one, it didn't create a healthy relationship for you with health, with whatever this particular journey was you were on. And so then you don't keep it. So it's better to do the 1% way. Everybody's different, right? Some people can do 5% each day. Some people can do, you know what I mean? You know what kind of person you are. And at the very least, just do 1% each day. And I promise you're going to get to your goal if you're going to stick to your 1% each day. So that's the first half of what I wanted to talk about. The last piece, so that's the encouraging, give yourself grace side of this talk today, is be 1% better. Everyone can be 1% better. A half percent better. Just be a tiny percentage better every single day consistently, and it will compound to the success you're looking for. Here's part two. This is the tough love section. Okay. Whatever goal you have, fitness, whatever, willpower is a muscle. Willpower takes practice. There are some things that we want in life that are good for us, that when it comes down to shedding our old ways or changing old habits, you have to change something to get different results. We all know that. So at some point, you will have to change some things. You'll have to do some things you've never done before. You may have eaten fruit every single meal of your every day of your life, but if that is not working for you anymore to get or feel or look the way you want and have the confidence, whatever, then it will have to change, even be it very gradually. So at some point, you have to exercise willpower. You do. You have to parent your own self to say, just like you would to your child, like, you do not conform to the short-term gratification of this moment, because the long-term vision is a bigger high. It lasts way longer than this short moment of the fact that you want more pasta, not because you're hungry, but because that's what you're used to, because you typically eat more pasta, not because you're hungry, but you just are used to eating more pasta right now, or you're used to having fruit at this time, right? There is a point you will have to come to in any success journey where you have to implement willpower. And again, what helps with making these small 1% changes is those are exercising your willpower, taking it from 3 alcoholic beverages every night to 2 is like lifting a 5-pound dumbbell for your willpower. Making that choice each day is lifting those reps for that muscle. By the next week, when you change also what type of beverage and start reducing, you know, to drop the fruit mixers and do the diet mixers or whatever, now you've upped the dumbbell weights again for your willpower, and you're going to decide to do those things again. And you get my drift, where each time that you're making the next small decision, you're increasing the small level increment of the weights of your willpower. You may hear my kids because they just came in, or my littlest did. You do have to slowly but surely exercise your willpower, and it will grow stronger. And this is the thing, especially in a fitness journey, a lot of people start out and they get really overwhelmed thinking, I can't do this. You can do this when you do this in small incremental changes. We're slowly strengthening your willpower as well, which what that means is then the next time you go to make a decision, your willpower is stronger. So it becomes easier. It will become easier to not drink 3 beverages instead of 2, because you've done 2 now for a consistent amount of time. You kept your promise to yourself. This is, again, another reason why I like doing the small increments, because it trains you to keep promises to yourself. You start making realistic promises to yourself, and getting the results of the promises you make to yourself not only strengthens your willpower, but it gives you that affirmation of, wow, I made a better decision through my willpower, and that felt way better than the short-term gratification of that original thing I was used to doing. It helps you to shed those old ways and get the confidence boost of the follow-through. So it does, though, come down to this point where you have to be real with yourself. You cannot want new things for yourself and not change old things that weren't working. So you will have to exercise your willpower. There will be times you have to tell yourself no or not do the thing because you know it's not good for you. Again, I always use that thing. You have to parent your own mind. You know, like there is a, you know, if your child's addicted to drugs, it's not going to be a journey sometimes where you're like, you don't expect this to, it's not about it feeling good all the time. It's about the fact that you need to quit certain actions that are no longer serving where you want to go and who you want to be and what you want out of your life. We're going to do them in small steps, but it isn't actually the whole thing. It isn't about you feeling happy about it every moment of every time. Does that make sense? So there are times where it's like, you have to have the willpower decision to say, I would really like in this moment to eat more pasta. But you also have to say, I also want more to feel self-confident. I also want more to feel good in my body. I also want more the long-term goal. And you do have to say no, even if in the moment it doesn't feel good, because you do know long-term it will feel good. And I promise the sucky detox part of detoxing your old ways will feel less bad as you continue to make the right decisions. But at some point, just like anything else that's like, you know, a way worse example or way more extreme example, like say drug addiction, at some point you do have to make it not about feeling good in this moment, not about temporary happiness. You know, the long-term happiness is what you're reaching for. And so you do at some point have to love yourself enough to say no to certain things. And that's something I work on with people, is because a lot of times a fitness journey or a health journey gets at a standstill because people really have self-love issues. They have self-worth issues, and we have to dig into that. So that's just some snippets of what I wanted to throw out there to you guys today to encourage you with the fact that you will reach your success if you make one small 1% incremental changes in your life. They will snowball to the big results you're seeking. And to also know there's that grace side that you can give yourself and go gradual. It's encouraging to know that it's not going to always feel so hard because you're gradually strengthening those willpower muscles. So it will get easier. You will have more confidence in your capacity to say no to things that don't serve you and that don't support, you know, the long-term happiness you know you want for yourself. But then also know when you need to give yourself some tough love and just be like, no, I don't need this short thing now. It would feel good, yes, right now, but I've got bigger happiness in the future. And I also know that by literally even tomorrow, I'll wake up and be way happier that I said no to that thing or didn't fall back into my old ways, literally by the next day. So hope that can encourage you guys. Hope it can turn some light bulbs on, help you catch yourself in these different moments, whether you're on a fitness journey, a business journey, a relational journey, whatever that may be. Hope it can give you some insight and encouragement. So if you love this episode, please share it. Please tag me if you do. Let me know the kinds of things you like to hear about, any guests that you'd like me to reach out to get on. I've got some guests coming up. It's just been so busy lately. So I've had to book them farther out. But yeah, hope you guys are having a great day, a happy fall, and I hope you have a great rest of your week. Bye, everyone.
Thanks so much for listening. I hope that you love this episode and that it was able to help you move in the right direction towards building the life that you want. If you take just a quick moment to leave us a positive 5-star review, I'd be so, so grateful, and share with any friends that you think would love it. This not only helps spread the mission of this podcast, but it helps to open the door to even more amazing guests and opportunities to better support you in amplifying your success and overflowing your cup with abundance. Thanks again, guys, and catch you on the next one.